Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Russian President Vladimir Putin suggests Ukraine was linked to a deadly attack on Moscow area concert hall. Reuters' Lauren Anthony reports.
A Russian lawmaker said the attackers had fled in a car that was spotted by police in the Bryansk region, about 210 miles southwest of Moscow on Friday night, and disobeyed instructions to stop. They added that a pistol, a magazine for an assault rifle, and passports from Tajikistan, a mainly Muslim Central Asian state, were found in the vehicle. Islamic State said its fighters attacked on the outskirts of Moscow, killing and wounding hundreds and causing great destruction to the place before they withdrew to their bases safely. A U.S. official said Friday that the United States had intelligence confirming Islamic State's claim of responsibility for the shooting, and that Washington had warned Moscow in recent weeks of the possibility of an attack.
The UN chief says it's time to truly flood Gaza with foreign aid, AP correspondent Rika Ann Garcia.
The UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres stood among a long line of aid trucks waiting to be sent off.
Here from this crossing, we see the heartbreak and heartlessness of it all. A long line of blocked red relief trucks on one side of the gates, the long shadow of starvation on the other. That is more than tragic. It is a moral outrage.
Guterres repeatedly noted the difficulties of getting aid into Gaza, for which international aid agencies have largely blamed Israel. In a recent statement, Israeli official Colonel Moshe Tetros said,
"As much as we know, by our analysis, there is no starvation in Gaza."
I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
And this is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden has signed the $1.2 trillion funding package after the Senate's early morning passage ended a shutdown threat. Details from VOA's Alexis Stroh.
President Joe Biden has signed a $1.2 trillion package of spending bills that Congress just passed, ending the threat of a potential partial government shutdown. The legislation approved by senators early Saturday, with passage coming nearly 6 months into the budget year. The White House said Biden signed the legislation Saturday at his home in Wilmington, Delaware, where he was spending the weekend. The budget process was slowed by conservatives who pushed for more policy mandates and steeper spending cuts than a Democratic-led Senate or White House would consider. Biden says the agreement was a compromise, quote, which means neither side got everything it wanted. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.
China's Coast Guard said it had taken measures against Philippine vessels in disputed waters of the South China Sea on Saturday. Philippines decried the moves, including the use of water cannon, as irresponsible and provocative, and said it would continue to assert its legal maritime rights. Reuters' Trevor Norrell.
Video released by the Philippines shows a civilian supply vessel being doused by water cannons, which the country's task force on the South China Sea said caused significant damage and injury to personnel on the boat. China claims almost the entire South China Sea, including the Second Thomas Shoal, which is within the Philippines' 200-mile exclusive economic zone. A 2016 ruling by the Permanent Court of Arbitration found that China's sweeping claims have no legal basis. China's Coast Guard said the Philippine vessels ignored repeated warnings and forced their way in. It says all responsibility for the incident lies with the Philippines. The Philippines South China Sea Task Force said the country will not be deterred by veiled threats or hostility from exercising its legal rights over its maritime zones.
That's Reuters' Trevor Coral reporting. The number of arrests for illegally crossing the U.S. southern border with Mexico nudged up February over the previous month. But at a time when immigration is increasingly a concern for voters, the numbers were still among the lowest of Joe Biden's presidency. According to government figures, Border Patrol agents made 140,644 arrests of people attempting to enter the country between the legal border crossing points during February. Republicans led by former President Donald Trump have charged that the border is out of control. The Biden administration counters by saying Republicans failed to work with Democrats to fund a key border security bill. You'll find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.